This story begins more than a dozen years ago when Charlottesville builder Jack Stoner took a trip to the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, Haiti. He was there to help reforest the land and build a compound to support that work. In a documentary about the Building Goodness Foundation, he and co-founder Michael Cernick recall the work they did there.
I just ended up having this crazy idea that I should take people from Charlottesville and we should go down and help finish this project because of all the good that it was doing and also just because it was this extraordinary need.
The work that we do has a ripple effect that just continues to spread goodness and love throughout the community, and it's just a really neat experience.
Today, they recruit volunteers throughout the year, raise money and materials to build clinics, schools, churches, community centers, and simple houses made from panels.
It's earthquake resistant, hurricane resistant, termite resistant. It's got all the features that a Haitian house needs.
Executive Director Kelly Epley says 200 homes have been built since the earthquake more than 3 years ago, and 400 more are planned. The key was to train Haitians to do the work, and men like Daniel Lalanne, a former English teacher, have embraced the chance to learn carpentry. Today, he oversees crews of 7 men who can complete a home in just 4 days.
So 2 days to build a house, 1 day to paint, and 1 more day to put the gutters and the tanks to be completely done.
For the Haitians, it's an extraordinary gift.
People's lives are changed, and for one family to receive a house is monumental.
And the Americans, who often pay for their own flight, also go home with a gift.
Every volunteer that goes has a different way of saying that they come back with more appreciation for what they have, more appreciation for how people live in a developing country, how they make a little bit go a lot farther. It's a whole different angle on their lives.
Building Goodness is also at work beyond Haiti in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. They helped rebuild a community in Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina, volunteered at the Mattapony Reservation near Richmond, and recently worked with more than 200 students from the Darden School of Business to rehab 8 houses in Charlottesville. One of them belonged to Linda Felton, a 53-year-old woman who's been sidelined by health problems. Students installed a new floor, furnace, and porch roof, patched holes, painted walls, put on storm doors, and removed rubble from the backyard. This is Felton's second year getting help from the program, and she thinks it's amazing.
It really helps a lot of people who, like for me, didn't have any idea how I was going to get some of the stuff done. Last year, they did so much, I wasn't expecting to be blessed again because I didn't sign up. They told me they wanted to do some more stuff the next year.
They're just determined to make this your castle, huh?
Yes, and I'm going to take very good care of it.
Students Jackie Rees and Ben Molley were glad to escape academia for a day of manual work.
In Darden, I kind of feel like we're in a bit of a bubble, so I wanted to get out into the community, and I don't think I've got my hands dirty in a while, so it's a nice change.
It's very different from Excel spreadsheets and finance, for sure. I think you can have a much more immediate results. You clean up the backyard or you paint the wall, and at the end of the day, you can see what you've done.
And Building Goodness says its work is more than wood and plaster, bricks and mortar. It's building relationships with people around the world. I'm Sandy Houseman.